Rory Gillespie, number 22, Camden Sutton, and number 24, Jace Culver. And if you remember when Thayer played this team 2 years ago, they were all sophomores, and they all played major parts in that game. For the Thayer Bobcats, same lineup that we've seen just about all season long in the East and Fifth, the senior at the point. Devin Harrington running the baseline, Brandon Prince in the middle, along with Hollis Deckard and the senior Cooper Clark. Now, watching Hollis Deckard shoot here early, because for the Bobcats to be successful, I believe Hollis Deckard's got to have a big night here tonight, and he was draining everything he was shooting from the perimeter in this game. And this is what the Branson Pirates are going to do. They average about 67 points a game. They give up 61 points a game. Thayer Bobcats average about 64 points a game. They only give up 47. That's the battle of the Thayer Bobcat defense, which was outstanding Tuesday night against Licking, a game which they only allowed the Licking Bobcats, a team that was scoring an average of 72 points a night. They only allowed them to score 37. Now we're getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. Let's take a break. Listen to the Thayer Bobcat pregame report, powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. We'll be back with a tip-off in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Bolivar Liberator Tournament. 90 years they've been having this tournament. I think all of them probably have been in this gym. This is an old gym, you can tell by looking at it. And there's actually two tournaments going on here this week. They've also got a freshman tournament, which is going on. It's actually a junior varsity freshman tournament, but a junior varsity tournament going on over in their auxiliary gym. All right, one game already complete here today. Republic showed why they're ranked number 8 in Class 6, the Republic Tigers. Also the number one seed in the tournament. They beat Warrensburg 77-36. So Republic, first team in to the semifinals here. They will play the winner of our game at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. All right, Thayer Bobcats going to wear the white uniforms tonight, trimmed in green. And for the Branson Pirates, they'll wear the black, trimmed in the red and white. Coach Pete McBride of the Branson Pirates, of course, Matt Pitts, assisted by Zach Steed for the Thayer Bobcats. Three-man officiating crew is here and ready, and we're just about ready to go. Gives us a moment here just to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, American Family Insurance agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains, along with the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer. Both teams have taken the court, and our officials are ready. 8 minutes on the clock. Here we go. From the 90th Annual Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. The tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Devin Harrington with the tip. Got it into the backcourt for Easton Pitts. Bobcats are swinging around the perimeter. Looks like Branson wants to play a little man-to-man defense. There goes Pitts into the free throw circle. Pull-up jumper from 18. No good. Rebound. Cooper Clark goes back up and in. Coop puts the Thayer Bobcats on the board first at 2-0 with an offensive rebound. Thayer back going to play a little 1-3-1 defense. Branson swinging around the perimeter. Gillespie's got it now. Swings on the left side to Culver. Kid can flat out play. He can score. He's got it now. Long pass. It's going to be stolen by Harrington. He will drive for the two-handed jam. Dr. Duncan Stein serving up jam sandwiches in Bolivar, Missouri tonight. First two of the night for Harrington. Here goes the Gillespie into the lane for Branson. Throws it away. Ball stolen by the Bobcats. Off on the run. Pitch up the middle of the floor, pulls up top of the key, now goes down the right side of the lane, all the way to the bucket, gets fouled on the drive, he'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on number 3, I believe, Tegan Asbury, trying to draw the charge. He is going to be called for the foul, will be his first. Harrington with two, Cooper Clark with two off an offensive rebound. And now Easton Pitts going to the line to shoot two for the Bayer Bobcats. They are getting out of the gate early tonight, and Easton hits the first free throw. Bobcats out to a 5-0 lead. A lot of basketball to play. Easton puts the second one up, and it is no good. Bounced it off the side of the rim, and the rebound controlled by Branson. Here they come. They push it to the right side to Gillespie. Gillespie looking inside. Nobody opens. He'll give it up to McCormick. McCormick to Culver, way out away from the bucket. Hollis Decker jumps out on him. He'll swing it on the left side for Sutton. Sutton also a scorer, dangerous from the perimeter. They get the ball down in the corner for Asbury. Asbury looks out top to Sutton. Now right side for Gillespie, moves to his left, shoots and scores the three. Rory Gillespie with the bucket. And that pulls Branson back within two, 5-3. The old equalizer, the three-point shot. Bayer Bobcats on the offensive end, moving the ball around the perimeter. Got it out top for Pitts. Easton makes a move off the screen to the left side, gives it to Harrington. He'll try a three ball. That one's up off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Branson. Pirates with a chance to tie here. Maybe take the lead if somebody hits one from downtown. Got the ball on the left side to Gillespie. Give it up to Sutton, and now to Culver. Culver in the right corner. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Hollis Deckard for the Bobcats, and it came out long in the corner. Probably missed free throw for Tegan Esper. The Bobcats get into the half-court set. Out on top is Brandon Prince on the left side. Now inside for Harrington. He shoots it up and in. What an acrobatic move by the 6'6 senior, Devin Harrington, his second bucket of the game. Branson continues to work around the perimeter. Here's Culver with a three, and that one's good. Jace Culver with a three-pointer. So two made three-pointers for Branson. And the Bobcat lead has been trimmed to one with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. There again in the half court set, Prince to Clark. Now the right side Hollis Deckers kind of dumping in the Prince in the middle. Ball poked away by the defense and out of bounds. Bayer will run the inbound play from the right side of the basket. 5:12 to go in the first quarter. Bayer out to a 7-6 lead. The 4-5 matchup, always a good matchup in any tournament. Bayer the 4 seed, Branson the 5. Bobcats get the ball in way out front to Harrington. Devin will take it to the top. Now back it up. Looking to get it to Pitts. Swings it over to Deckard, Hollis Deckard instead. And now to Pitts. Branson playing good man-to-man defense here. Bobcats playing way out on the floor. Cooper Clark, top of the key, gives the pitch. Long three for Easton. It's good! Easton Pitts buries one from downtown. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bayer Bobcats out to a four-point lead. Here's Branson, quick trigger on the three by Culver. Gets his own rebound and has it taken away by Deckers or Thayer. Hollis brings in the front court. Hands to Harrington. Now to Brandon Prince on the left side wing. Back out top to Pitts. Easton moving off the screen. Gives back to Deckard. Long three is good! Hollis Deckard and the Thayer Bobcats have hit two in a row from downtown. Both brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats out to a 7-6 or 13-6 lead. Leaded by 7. Here's a nice play inside for Branson. They got into Tegan Astley for a reverse layup. First two-point field goal made by Branson tonight. That makes it a 13-8 Bobcat lead by 5 with 4 minutes to go first quarter. Bobcats with it in the right corner, Easton Pitts. Looking for a screen, got it from Clark. Penetrates in the lane, little fadeaway jumper, no good. Clark inside position for the rebound, back up and in. Cooper Clark with his second bucket of the night. Coop's got 4. 1, 2, 3, Bobcats with 4 points and 1 with 3. Bobcats lead it by 7 again, 15-8. Branson. Working it down the left corner to Asbury. Looking to drive inside. His pass inside is deflected. Harrington's off on the break. Harrington bends toward the bucket. Shoots off the window. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go wide and shoot 2. Foul will be on number 22, Camden Sutton. Sutton called for his first foul. Second team foul on Branson here in the early going. And Devin Harrington going to the line for the Thayer Bobcats shooting 2. First one is up. Hits the front of the rim and bounces over. Devin's got 5. Thayer making a substitution. Cooper Clark getting a little rest here. Riley White checking into the ballgame. Boy, Riley played well down in Mississippi. Had 11, and he played well the other night. I think he scored 8 against Licking. Second free throw for Harrington. Rims out, no good. Rebound to Branson. By the way, number 2 is checked in. Elijah Lashley for Branson. They get the ball inside to Culver. His short jumper is too short. and a rebound off to the Thayer Bobcats. They kick it out to Harrington, brings it across the timeline. Now sets the offense with 3:13 to go. Down to go to Pitts, cutting down the lane, had a little trouble with a handle. Gathers it back and goes outside for Hollis Deckard. Deckard will give to Harrington. Harrington coming to the left side. Bobcats running that little weave out top, trying to break somebody free inside. Got it down on the baseline now to Pitts. Easton working the right side. Turnaround jumper is up. No good. Rebound, Brandon Prince puts it back up and in. Now all five Bobcats starters have scored with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats out to an 18-8 lead over the Branson Pirates. We get a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Welcome back to the 90th Annual Liberator Tournament in Bolivar, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats out to a fast start tonight. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Branson 18-8. Balanced scoring up and down the lineup. Harrington's got 5. Pitts with 4. 4 for Cooper Clark. 3 for Hollis Deckard. And 2 for Brandon Prince. Branson called that timeout. They're in the offensive set. They get the ball out the culvert around the 3-point line. Penetrates into the lane, pulls up with a little twisting shot, no good. Rebound comes out long, taken by Easton Pitts for Thayer. Bobcats quick up the floor, got it to Harrington. Harrington on the wing, swings it around, ends up in the hands of Brandon Prince on the left side. Prince pulls up his dribble, gives it to Harrington, now right side to Deckard Hollis. For Hollis Deckard, and gives it to Harrington. Ooh, Harrington had a step, but he slipped on the floor. Gets the ball back out to Deckard, who nails another three-pointer. Hollis Deckard, the second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6. The Bobcats lead it now by 13, 21-8. Branson just can't buy a shot right now. They get the ball outside. Number 22 got it there, Sutton. Sutton takes it out front. Swings on both sides to Culver. We're going to get an offensive foul. There'll be an illegal screen on number 2, Elijah Lashley. So there, Bobcats playing good defense on the perimeter and offense is clicking. 21 points with a minute 48 to go in the first quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. Chance to add to that total here. Got the ball to Harrington. He'll swing it. Oh, a bad pass intended for Prince. Going to be intercepted and laying it up and in. Number 13, Rory Gillespie. Gillespie with 5 now for Branson. And Branson has extended the full court or the man-to-man pressure into the backcourt. Easton Pitts outruns the defender across the timeline in plenty of time. Thayer and a half-court set. Got to Prince. Prince. Looking at Deckard, now skip pass goes to Prince on the right side. His three-point shot is good! Brandon Prince from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. You talk about firing all cylinders. Bobcats with 24 first-quarter points. We still got a minute 9 to go. Branson with the ball. Let's swing it down the baseline. Long three-point shot out of the corner. Good for Elijah Lashley off the bench with a 3 for Branson. That's the first bucket Branson has scored in a while. They have gone on a 13-0 run and lead it 24-13. Brandon Prince cutting in the lane all alone for the lay-in. Prince now with 7. Beautiful feed from Easton Pitts on the right side. Branson coming the other way. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Brandon Prince. Culver made a nice fake, and Prince got him on the arm. That's a non-shooting foul. That's the first foul called against the Thayer Bobcats in the game. We're down to 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Substitution for Branson, number 21, Jet James, checks into the ballgame. And Branson will trigger it in. Got it in the corner to Culver. Culver looking to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off, and now they steal it from it. Easton Pitts on the break, all the way down the left side of the lane, taking it to the hole. He shoots, and he scores. Easton Pitts with 6 in the quarter. Thayer leads it by 15. 28-13, and Branson just going to walk it across the timeline. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. They're not going to panic. Got a good coach. Here goes Lashley going toward the bucket, pulled up with a shot. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul's going to be, I believe, on Hollis Deckard. Yep, number 21. First foul on Hollis tonight, and going to the free throw line. will be number two. That is Elijah Lashley for the Branson Pirates. Lashley stepping to the line. Another senior for Coach Pete McBride. Has the ball. First free throw is up and good. One thing you know about a Pete McBride coach team, they're going to play good defense. They're going to get in your pocket, play man-to-man, and they're going to be a very good shooting team. Probably number 10 has just checked in, Caden Cooper, a sophomore for Branson. Now the free throw with 4 seconds to go is up by Lashley, and that one is good. So Lashley with 5 points to lead Branson. They are going to inbound the ball now. And now they're going to let the Bobcats inbound it. Branson extending that full court pressure all the way down on the inbound. Here's Pitts. Gets the ball out to Deckard. Shot. The buzzer is no good. Would have counted if it went, but it didn't. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, Thayer 28, Branson 15. We'll be back to Bolivar and the 90th Annual Liberator Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Well, Thayer Bobcats came out smoking tonight here at the Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. They lead at the end of one quarter, 28-15. 28 first quarter points. Thayer with four players with at least 5 points, another with four in the game. All five of the starters have scored in the game already. A good balance score for the Thayer Bobcats, led by Devin Harrington. I'm sorry, led by Brandon Prince with his 7 points, including a three-pointer tonight for Brandon. Playing extremely well. Has been for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then Branson got down low, shot is up, no, but another foul can be called. This will be on Devin Harrington. Devin tried to come off the offside and get the blocked shot, but he's going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first of the night on Devin and the first team foul on Thayer here in the second quarter. Number three going to line, Tegan Asbury. His free throw is up and no good. This is the first one. Boy, them points coming to premium when you're down 13. Like to hit one here. I make it a 12-point game. And it is good. 28-16. Asbury, his third point of the night. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. They break the full court pressure. And got it up to Brandon Prince on the left side wing. Brandon takes it out top of the key on the dribble. Feeds it around the horn. Now to Pitts on the right wing. On the left side to Deckard. Deckard back to Harrington on the wing. He dribbles out to the top. Swings it to Deckard. Deckard to Brandon Prince on the right. Prince pulls up his dribble. Bounces it to Riley White at the elbow. Riley looking for an outlet. Bounces over to Pitts. He'll fire the three ball. It's good. Easton Pitts with another three. His second one of the night. That's brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Easton now with 9 points to lead the way for the Thayer Bobcats, who lead it by 15. Francis with the ball. Number five is McCormick on the right wing. Kicks it out front for Lashley. Lashley. Well, crossover dribble. Tried to get it down low. Ball is deflected. Loose on the floor. Hollis Deckard gets it for Thayer, looking for an outlet. And we get a timeout called by Coach Matt Pitts. I was couldn't find anybody to get it to. 6:47 to go in the first half. Thayer leads at 31-16. It'll be Bobcat ball when we come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford.
Kirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Kirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Kirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back in Bolivar, Missouri, Bolivar High School, home of the Liberators and home of the 90th annual Liberator Tournament. Mayor Bobcats dominating Branson here in the first half. It is 31-16, just underway in the second quarter. Mayor Bobcats with their guard duo, Hollis Deckard and Easton Pitts, break the full court press, get the ball up across the left side, and out top for Riley White. White to Harrington, now right side to Hollis Deckard. Back out to Brandon Prince, left side to Harrington. Ooh, look down low, had Deckard down there, didn't see him. Bobcats continues to throw around the perimeter. And here's a long three ball by Hollis Deckard. It's good again. Deckard with his third three-pointer of the first half. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Branson with the ball. In the corner is Gillespie. Brings it out top. Swings it on the right side for James. James back over to Lashley. Lashley. Pounded by Riley White out there. He'll hand it off. 5:52 to go in the half. Branson trying to get the ball down inside. And he goes off the hands of Devin Harrington. And it'll be out of bounds. It'll be Branson ball. Player making a substitution. Riley White gave Coach Pitts some good minutes off the bench. Cooper Clark checks back in the game. So Player back to the starters. Branson brought Culver back in the game. And number 22, Sullivan. Inbound play comes in. Shot is up by Gillespie. No good. Rebound, Devin Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats will walk it up with 5:40 to go in the first half. Bobcats lead it 34-16. Hollis Deckard looking inside. Nobody open. He'll swing it out to Prince. Prince going to the right side on the dribble. Back out top to Harrington. Harrington now high post to Clark. Clark, one dribble. Back out to Harrington. Thayer, a lot of good ball movement here tonight. Being very patient offensively. Prince with it. Back to Clark at the elbow. Clark gives it to Pitts. Easton comes off the screen, shoots to three, and it's good. Easton Pitts lighting it up tonight in Bolivar. His fourth three-pointer of the first half. He's got 13 points in the game. 4:58 to go in the half. 37-16 Thayer. Here's a long three-point shot up for Branson. No good. The rebound controlled by Brandon Prince. Got the Bobcats on the run. The right side, Harrington. Gives it out the pitch. Easton says, I'm a little bit far to shoot it this time. But you never know as hot as he's been. Pitts and Decker both have been red hot. Here's a pass to Pitts cutting through the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound taken by James for Branson. Runs up the court. Ball taken away by the Thayer Bobcats. And it's Pitts going all the way to the hole. Lays it up off the window. No. Clark with another rebound. He puts it back up and in. Cooper Clark with 6 points in the first half. All of them off offensive rebounds. Thayer leads it now by 23, 39-16. And a missed shot for Branson. The Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Harrington to Pitts. They'll give it over to Prince. Prince. To Deckard, looks inside, nobody open, kicks it around. Thayer continuing to run that little weave out top. And we're going to get a whistle, and we got a holding foul, I believe, going to be called on Branson. Foul on number 20, a hold. That was away from the ball. And we get a timeout call by Coach Pete McBride. 3:54 to play in the first half. Thayer leads Branson 39-16. We'll be back with more Bobcat basketball in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance Agent Roger Foley and Affiliate Agent Capri Bristow.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, we're back at the 90th annual Bolivar Liberator Tournament in Bolivar, Missouri. Fair Bobcats inbound the ball, leading by 23 with 3:54 to go in the first half. Branson has not scored a field goal in the second quarter. Here's Pitts off the inbound in the corner. Three-pointer rattles in and out. No good. Rebound. Cooper Clark gives it out to Cordell Washington, who just checked in for Thayer. Cordell in the lane. Shot. No. Harrington tipped it up and in. Harrington now with 7 points for the Thayer Bobcats. And it's a 25-point lead for Thayer. All Bobcats here tonight, and the defense has just been stifling. I mentioned earlier they played extremely well defensively against Licking, holding Licking to half of their season average. Branson averages nearly 70 a game. They've got 16 here. There's an air ball thrown up by the Branson Pirates, and the Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Cooper Clark with another one. Coop's got about 6 rebounds already in this game. Thayer working at weave outside. Got the ball to Cordell Washington, who just checked in. Cordell in there in place of Hollis Deckard. Play a little guard here in the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. Thayer will kick it outside to Easton Pitts. Going to reset the offense. Backs up near midcourt. Now penetrates into the lane. Kicks it to Cordell in the corner. Three-point shot is off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Branson. Here they come on the run. Going in the lane. Culver, pull-up jumper. No good. Tip is up. That's no good. Comes back to Culver at the free throw line. They give it to Lashley. Lashley open for the three, and it's no good. Rebound to Easton Pitts. Bobcats thought about going on a run. Easton says, no, 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 let's slow it down a little bit. Now swings the ball to Harrington on the left side. Back to Cordell Washington. Cordell dribbles out top of the key, swings it right side to Harrington. Now Prince. Prince back outside to Pitts. Now inside to Cooper Clark, cutting down the lane, keeps it out to Washington in the corner for three. Oh, that one rims out, no good. Long rebound, we get a foul going to be called on Brandon French going over the top. So Brandon French called for a foul will be his second of the game. Hollis Deckard going to check back in the game now for Thayer. And who sits? Cordell Washington will sit. 41-16, Thayer by 25. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Branson still does not have a field goal in this quarter. One free throw is all they've scored in the second quarter. Now they work it inside now to Culver. Culver gets hounded, circles back out around the three-point line. They just can't find a shot. Now Culver open and shoots the three, and he hits it. Second three-pointer of the night for Jace Culver. That makes it 41-19. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, minute 33 to go in the half. Pitts will swing it over to Brandon Prince. Now Hollis Deckard holds it on the left wing. Oh, bad pass out front, but Harrington controls for Thayer. Now they'll bounce it down to Cooper Clark. Misses the shot. Harrington tried to jam the rebound, and it went off the front rim. Going the other way, Branson gets out of control. Bad pass. Gets on the floor. Hollis Deckard down there to clear it for Thayer. Come the Bobcats. Easton Pitts behind the back with a dribble on the fly. Lobs it up to Harrington. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Branson. They come the other way. Got it to Culver. Culver to the bucket. No. Deckard had the rebound. Had it poked away and out of bounds. It's going to stay. And now one official says it's going to be off Branson. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 58 seconds to go in the first half. Wow, what a flurry of action we had there. Thayer trying to improve on their lead, and Branson trying to get back in the ballgame, down 41-19. 22 points, Thayer Bobcat lead. We're down under 45 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer probably going to hold for the final shot of the first half. Cooper Clark with it. Feeds over to Brandon Prince. Thayer back into that weed. Brandon gives out to Harrington. Now Pitts with 35 seconds to go. Easton feeling it. Shoots a three. No good. Gets knocked down. No foul call. And here comes Branson. Long pass down the court, into the lane, shot no. Harrington volleys up the rebound, and Cooper Clark brings it down for Thayer. 20 seconds to go. The Bobcats will have it on the offensive end. Easton Pitts crosses the timeline with 14. Looks up at the clock and says, okay, let's start the offense. Make a little one-on-one move. 7 seconds to go now in the half. Easton moving off the screen. Got it down to Prince in the corner for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Branson, and that'll be the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer 41, Branson 19. We'll be back with your halftime report. Of course, our halftime report brought to you tonight by the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Community First Banking Company halftime report of the Thayer Bobcat basketball game. We're in Bolivar, Missouri, the 90th annual Liberator Tournament. The Thayer Bobcats, with a good first half, maybe the best first half offensively we've seen all year, and really good defensively, too. Thayer scoring 41 first half points. They had 28 in the first quarter. And Branson had 15 in the first quarter, only 4 in the second. And the difference tonight's kind of been the three-point shot. Thayer Bobcats have hit 7 three-pointers in the game, 3 of them by Easton Pitts, 3 by Hollis Deckard, and 1 by Brandon Prince. And Thayer Bobcats, good balance scoring in the first half tonight. For the Branson Pirates, they've only, again, hit 4 threes in the half, and they kind of live and die by that three-point shot. Lashley's got 1 off the bench. Gillespie's got 1, and 2 for Chase Culver. And, of course, he can flat-out shoot. If he gets hot, look out. And that's what I'm sure that Coach McBride and the Branson Pirates are talking about here at halftime, and that is how to get themselves back in this game down by 22 points. And it's going to have to be, I think, going to have to be via the long ball. They're going to have to get somebody hot, and they're just going to have to feed them to try and shoot their way back into this game. The Thayer Bobcats, they want to maintain that lead and maybe even build on that lead. And they've got to continue the hot shooting, and it's been the fact they've been swinging it side to side, running that weave out front, and getting the open guy. And they've been very patient offensively. And then on the defensive end, they are playing 1-3-1 matchup tonight, and it has been really good. Obviously, holding a team that averages almost 70 points a game to 19 in the first half. All right, we're going to take another break. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We're back to Bolivar in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
And we're back here at halftime. Let's take a look at our Thayer Bobcat boosters, or some of the boosters helping to bring you the game this evening. They include Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Feed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Red O'Neill Attorney at Law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, and Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat. I want to take a look at our scoring for the first half. First up for the Branson Pirates, they're led by Jace Culver with 6 points, 5 for Rory Gillespie, 5 for Elijah Lashley off the bench, and 3 for Tegan Asbury. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led in the first half by Easton Pitts with 13, 7 for Devin Harrington, 7 for Brandon French, including a 3-pointer, 6 for Cooper Clark, all on offensive rebounds, and 9 points on 3-for-3 from the 3-point line for Hollis Deckard. So all 5 of the Bobcats scoring at least 6 points in the first half. Thayer leads it 41-19 here at the half. We'll take another break. We'll be back to look at the other half of the bracket in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Well, back here at the Liberator Tournament in Bolivar, Missouri. I told you we'd take a look at the bottom half of the bracket. Top half of the bracket, Republic's the number one seed. They had no problem, dispatching of Warrensburg in their first round game, 77-36. Here in our game, the 4-5 matchup, number 4, Thayer, leading number 5, Branson, 41-19 at the half. And the game following ours will be Helias Catholic. They're the number 2 seed to take on the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. And the Bolivar Liberators are the number 3 seed. They will play Metro Academy in the 8:30 game. So we already know that Republic will be in the 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. That'll be the first semifinal game. And Warrensburg will be in the first consolation bracket game. That'll be tomorrow at 4 o'clock. All right, we're winding down our Community First Banking Company halftime report. Again, Thayer leads it 41-19 over the Branson Pirates. Branson scoring 15 points in the first quarter. Thayer scored 28. And the Bobcats outscored Branson 13-9 in the second for the 22-point lead here at halftime. Let's say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, and Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, Harp's hometown fresh food stores of Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Allen Supported Living in Thayer. Charlotte Allen, your owner. By the way, good crowd of Bobcat fans made their way to Baltimore game tonight. Some of them, I assume, will be spending the night. Others will be taking the long trip home and coming right back tomorrow. That's why I'm just staying here, folks. I may have to sleep here in the gym, but I'm just going to stay here. All right, Thayer Bobcats open the second half with the ball, and it's back to the starting lineup in the game for Thayer. Deckard with it on the right side wing. Kicks it out cross court for Easton Pitts. Now Devin Harrington. Devin goes to the high post for Clark, gets it right back, takes the three, swings it right side for Easton Pitts. Pitts looking to penetrate into the lane, pulls up with a fadeaway jumper from 12 feet, and it's good. Easton feeling it tonight. He's got 15 to lead all scorers in the game. Easton has played some really good games here. He loves playing in this tournament. And Branson trying to make a pass up the left sideline, and guess who got there to with his big paw to knock it out of bounds? Just like he did on the football field, Cooper Clark batted down more passes at the line of scrimmage than anybody ever seen. And he just did it again here against Branson on the basketball court. Branson with the ball, they're moving into the lane. Short jumper is up and good. Number 13, Rory Gillespie. Gillespie's got seven now to lead Branson. And we're just a minute into the third quarter. Branson almost has matched their point total for the whole second quarter. Thayer working the ball around on the offense. Looking to get it inside to Harrington, and now he's going to get held. That'll be on number five, Luke McCormick. Will be his first. Harrington was sprinting down across the lane and trying to keep up to him was McCormick, who just reached out and grabbed him by the jersey. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it to the free throw line to Clark. Kicks it inside, now in the corner to Hollis Deckard for a three. It's good! Hollis Deckard now with 12, his fourth three-pointer of the night. Thayer adds to the lead. Here's Branson with the ball. They'll swing it on the left side. Got it there for Gillespie. Gillespie looking inside. Nobody open. Now gets to a cutter in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Devin Harrington. He has it poked away, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 46-21. Thayer up by 25 with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here at the Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. Branson extending the man-to-man defense into the backcourt. Easton Pitts working against the defense and brought Sutton up across the timeline. He moves off the screen to the right side wing. Now kicks it back out top and around the horn. It goes to Deckard. Deckard down to Harrington. Got it down under the bucket. Shoots. No. But the rebound off of Branson and out of bounds. Dev kind of got caught too far under the bucket. But with his length, almost got that thing up on the rim. Then Branson knocked the rebound out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll trigger it in. Right to the right of the glass. And they'll bring it way out front to Brandon Prince. He'll hand it right back to Easton Pitts. He'll start the offense with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcats up 25 with the ball. Prince to the top of the key for Cooper Clark. Now over to Pitts for three more, and it's good! Easton Pitts with another three. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer's hit two threes already in the quarter. They run the lead out to 28. Branson working it into the middle. Short jumper is up and good for Gillespie. Second bucket of the third quarter for Gillespie, and that matches Branson's point total from the entire second quarter. Thayer with the ball. Got to Brandon Prince. Got it to Harrington. He jams it home. Dr. Duncan Stein making a jam sandwich for the folks at Bolivar High School. Second dunk of the night for Harrington. Dev now with 9 points in the game. Branson working around the perimeter of the Bobcat defense. Got out to Gillespie. Three-pointers up and good. Gillespie with his second three-pointer of the night gives him 12 in the game. They are looking to break the full-court press. Deckard and Pitts, and Deckard gets it up across the timeline against the defensive Culver. It's to Harrington. He'll swing it over to Brandon Prince, and now to Hollis Deckard. Thayer, with this motion offense, they're just wearing down the Branson Pirates. You can tell body language-wise, they are just wore out chasing these Bobcats all over the place. Thayer swinging it around the horn. Hollis Deckard on the left wing. Looking to bounce it down to Prince. Makes the catch in the lane. Shoots and scores. Brandon Prince with 9 points on the line. What a feed from Hollis Deckard. Bounce pass to the cutter. Here's Gillespie with it for Branson. Gives off to Culver. Long shot is up. That's no good. Rebound controlled by Branson. Back up and in by Asbury. Asbury with the bucket. They're inbounds against the full court pressure. Ball over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard dribble drives around everybody and gets it up across the timeline for Thayer. Bobcats back into the half-court offense with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter, leading by 25, 53-28. Bobcats making a statement here in the opening round of the Bolivar tournament. With it on the left side is Harrington on the wing, gives to Pitts, looking to penetrate. Branson, nice job to cut him off, back around to Harrington. He'll step into a three, and it's good! Devin Harrington now in double figures with 12 as he hits a three. Bears hit three in the quarter, lead it now 56-28. Branson working around the perimeter. Sullins pulls up his dribble way out away from the bucket, feeds it over to Gillespie. Gillespie, the only Pirate in double figures, he gives it up to Asbury. Asbury. The Sullins now in the left corner. Here's a shot blocked by Cooper Clark. Ball comes back down to Gillespie in the lane. Dumps it off inside. Shot is up. That's a nice ball movement for Branson. Luke McCormick, first bucket of the game. They are breaking a full court pressure again. Devin Harrington gets fouled as he goes around the defense. And the foul's going to be on number five. And he just looks up, throws his hands up, and says, I can't do anything with this shot. Just had to reach out and grab him to keep him from going down and dunking that ball. That'll be the second team foul on Branson here in the third quarter. Clean game, and Branson making substitutions now. Sullins off the court. And number three, Asbury, both taking a seat. Subs back in the game. Lashley back in there for Branson. He was their high scorer in the first half with 5 points. They are putting the ball down inside. Got it to Cooper Clark. Nice fake going down the lane. Shoot. No. Tip in by Harrington. That's good. Harrington now with 14 for the Thayer Bobcats, who continue to pull away. Thayer leads it now 58-30. Branson working on the perimeter of that Bobcat zone defense. They got to Lashley, top of the key, looking to penetrate. Tries to protect the ball, got a shot up. It was short, gets his own rebound, and kicks it back outside. That's Culver, couldn't find a shot, gives it back to Lashley. Lashley. Trying to step away from the defense of Hollis Deckard, and he forces him to go way out to midcourt. Now Lashley looking to penetrate again, throws up a wild shot, no good. Rebound comes out long, shot blocked by Harrington, and he's got it on the break. Harrington to Pitts, he will drive for the uncontested layup. Easton Pitts with 20. I'm going to say officially now 19. Well, I missed one somewhere. 19 for Pitts. Thayer leads it by 30, 60-30. Long shot for Branson. Good for Culver. Chase Culver, his third three-pointer of the game. He's got 9 points for Branson. Thayer again working up out of the backcourt against the full-court man-to-man pressure. That ball to Deckard. Deckard over to Pitts and now Harrington. Thayer will settle into the half-court offense with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up 27 with the ball. Here's Pitts going down the baseline. It's going to get fouled. It'll be before he can get a shot up. He's going to be fouled by number two, Elijah Lashley. His second, third team foul against Branson. Now substitution, Culver checked out. Number three, Tegan Asbury back in for Coach Pete McBride and his Branson Pirates. They're running the inbound, looking to get it inside against a Hollis Deckard. Minute 21 to go in the third, Thayer in the half-court set. Pitts. Hands off on the left side wing, and around the horn it goes to Brandon Prince. Prince takes it back out top, bounces it out to Cooper Clark. Coop gives it out to Pitts, wide open for a three. Yes! Easton Pitts with another three. He's got 22 in the game. 22 points, not 22 threes. That'd be ridiculous. And Branson with the ball. Down by 30 again. Shot up off the top of the key. No good. Rebound controlled by Harrington for Thayer. And we get a whistle and a foul called on Branson on the rebound. Fouls on number 10, Caden Cooper, his first. Sophomore just checked into the ballgame a few minutes ago. Thayer inbound it now with 48 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading 63-33. Branson, that full-court man-to-man. Thayer gets it into Cooper Clark. Coop dribbles up the right side, gets it over to Hollis Deckard, and Deckard gets it up across the timeline for Thayer. Good job by Deckard and Cooper Clark. Bobcats set the offense, got it over to Easton Pitts, working against the defense, 30 seconds to go in the third. They are probably going to hold here for the final shot. They get it to Harrington. Harrington over to Brandon Prince. Prince back to Pitts, top of the key, out between the circles. Fakes right, moves left, now moves to his right. Pulls up with another three, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Branson. Here come the Pirates with 10 seconds to go in the third. Are they aware of the clock? 6 seconds to go. Lashley going down the lane. His shot is blocked by Harrington, but they're going to get a foul on the play. I think they'll get the foul on Cooper Clark. I think they're going to get, yeah, they do. They get Coop for the foul. That will be his first of the game. Comes with 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. They are making a substitution. Easton Pitts will go to the Bobcat bench. Cordell Washington will check in for the Bobcats. 3 seconds to go. Branson, plenty of time to get it inbounds, make a pass to an open player. They get into Culver. Culver quick on the three. No good. Rebound taken by Cordell Washington. And that's the end of the third quarter. Thayer leads Branson 63-33 as we head to the fourth quarter here in the Bolivar Tournament. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Well, Thayer Bobcat fans that have made their way their trip to Bolivar here tonight, enjoying a Thayer Bobcat lead as we head to the fourth quarter. Our score is 63-33. It's been all Thayer Bobcats. They led 28-15 at the end of one quarter, 41-19 at the half, and now 63-33 at the end of three quarters. They outscored Branson 22-14 in that third quarter. Bobcats open the fourth quarter with Cordell Washington, Easton Pitts, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, and Cooper Clark in the game. Branson trying to solve the riddle that is this Thayer Bobcat defense. They got it out front. Cordell Washington playing defense. Going to get called for a blocking foul. As number 20, who we don't have listed in the program, number 20, probably on the JV side of the program. Trying to figure out who that is. Number 20 is Tred Houston. And the foul on Washington will be his first of the night. And ball inbounded, number 20, that is Houston, in the backcourt. Leans it on the right side, now gets it back. Moving off the left, looking inside, nobody open, dumps it down low for Gillespie. Couldn't find a shot. Kick it outside to Asbury. Now to Culver in the corner. Branson, ball moving around the perimeter of the zone. Got it outside Gillespie. Fakes the three, now punches it inside. Back outside, ball almost stolen by Washington. Picked up by Culver. Long shot, no good. Branson with a rebound. Back up they go. Too hard off the rim. Rebound comes off and out of bounds off the hands of the Branson Pirates. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Branson working hard on the boards. A minute and 12 seconds they hung on to the ball that possession and did not score. Bobcats inbound in the backcourt. Easton Pitts. And again, full court pressure. Bobcats get up to Cordell Washington across the timeline. Cordell on the right side. Gets the ball to Cooper Clark at the elbow. Elbow. High post, back outside to Pitts, out of Harrington, and Washington on the left. Back out, top of the key for Cooper Clark. Gives it to Pitts. Easton gives up to Harrington. He moves off the screen on top. He's it back to Pitts, wide open for three more. That one's off the rim, no. Rebound controlled by Brandon Prince. He goes back up and scores. Brandon Prince with the 11 tonight. Culver the other way quickly for Branson. Slings the ball cross court. for Gillespie. Long shot rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by McCormick. Gives it back outside. Shot is up. No good for Culver, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number two. That is Cordell Washington. Second foul on Cordell. Second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. We're playing under the turbo clock with Thayer up by 32 points, 65-33. Culver at the line. First free throw is up and good for the senior. Culver now with 10 points. He is the first player for Branson in double figures. Got a sub waiting to come in. He's going to check in for Culver. Second free throw is good. So Culver with his 11 points will go to the bench. Number 22, Sullins, will check back in. Sutton. I said Sullins. I meant Sutton. There again. Coming. Oh, and a steal and a full court pressure. Into the lane, a doopsie-doo shot goes in for Rory Gillespie. Gillespie now at 14 to lead Branson. Thayer breaks the full court pressure this time. Harrington with it. Gives it to Cooper Clark. Back outside to Prince. 4:45 to go in the game. We're under the turbo clock. Thayer with the ball in lead. They can afford to run some clock here. They'll give it to Cordell Washington. Takes it across the top of the key. Leads over to Brandon Prince. He'll bounce it to the high post to Cooper Clark. Coop gives it back to Pitts to the elbow. 18-footer off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Houston for Branson. Houston races up the court, trying to bounce it down low. He does, but out of bounds is Ashbury. Ashbury made the catch, but his left foot was on the wrong side of the line. Substitution now for Thayer. Hollis Deckard will check in. Cordell Washington going back to the Bobcat bench. And Thayer will inbound it with 4:21 to go. By the way, his lead is inside of 30, so we're back under regular clock again now. And the Bobcats break the full court pressure up to Harrington. Broke it easily that time. Harrington, cross-court pass. Brandon Prince got it on the left side. Feeds it around right to Deckard. Looking down low, nobody open. Hollis will kick it back out top to Harrington. Harrington looking to go to the bucket. Pulls up, short leaners, good. Harrington leans in. Harrington now with 16 in the game. And a steal by Cooper Clark for the Thayer Bobcats going the other way. Good play, Coop. Bobcats bring it back into the front court. 3:43 to go. They are up by 30. Here's Pitts trying to go inside of Harrington. That was a foul, no call. Well, 30-point game, you're not going to get that call very often. And here's Branson with it. Got it down in the corner. Tried to get it down in the corner, and there's that big mitt of Cooper Clark deflecting another pass out of bounds. And Coop going to come off the floor now. Gets a big round of applause from the Bobcat faithful on the far side. Riley White back in the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats. Branson with the ball down by 30. Branson's only scored 4 points in the first 5 minutes of this fourth quarter. Out on top, number 13 is Gillespie. Moving off the screen, feeds it over to Ashbury. Looking for a shot, couldn't find one. Feeds it to Houston in the corner. Houston looking to drive the baseline. There he finds Devin Harrington, and he got rid of it. Back inside, nice cut to the bucket. And two for Tegan Ashbury. Ashbury with 7 now for Branson. Thayer races up the left sideline with Harrington. Long pass to Brandon Prince. Now inside to Riley White. Pulls up with a shot. It's good. Riley White with his first two of the night. 6 Bobcats have scored in the game tonight for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. They are up again by 30. Branson with it outside. In the lane, we're going to get a whistle and a foul call before the shot. Riley White going to be called for the foul. That'll be a hold on him. And the third team foul. And now comes Thayer making more substitutions. Easton Pitts and Devin Harrington go to the sideline. Heath Combs and Jaden Belcher, the freshman, check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Branson also bringing Culver, number 24, back in the game. Number 3, Tegan Ashbury, will check out. So Branson ball, they'll inbound on the near side. We're down to 1:50 to play in the game under the turbo clock. Long shot is up. No good. Brandon Prince now the rebound for Thayer. Brandon's had a really good game tonight. And now double team in the backcourt. Hollis Deckard gets it up across the timeline to Prince. Prince dives down into the corner, bounces it back out to Deckard. Deckard looking to get rid of it. Double team. Dribble drives away from it. Gives it to Brandon Prince. Down the baseline for the lay-in. Brandon Prince with 13 tonight for Thayer. Bobcats with a 32-point lead. Here's a three out of the corner. Good for Colbert. But afraid it's going to be too little too late for the Branson Pirates. 4-3 of the night for Colbert. There, Bobcats break the full-court pressure again. Hollis Deckard to the free throw line. Gives it down inside to Riley White. Riley White cutting to the bucket with his second bucket in a row. 73-42 Thayer. Branson with it. Colbert looking to step into a three. Now takes it in the middle. Kicks it back outside to Asbury. Asbury a three out of the corner. No good. Rebound comes out long. Riley White runs it down for the Thayer Bobcats. 45 seconds to go in the game. Deckard to the top of the key. Backs it out and it's going to get fouled. And I don't know that Coach Pete McBride wanted to do that because that foul is going to effectively end the game. 13 calls for the foul. Roy Gillespie. And under the running clock, that's going to bring it down to about 18 seconds before Thayer even has to inbound it. Now they do into the backcourt to Hollis Deckard. They'll bring it into the front court with 15 seconds to go in the game. So Thayer going to advance into the semifinals of the Liberator Tournament. But here's a steal by Branson. Culver will drive with a layup on the other end. And that will end the ball game. Thayer doesn't even have to inbound it. There's the buzzer. Your final score, Thayer 73, Branson 44. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report. I think we're going to be joined by Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats here in just a moment to get his take on this impressive performance by his Thayer Bobcats here tonight. The Thayer Bobcat post-game report, powered by Thayer Decorating Downtown, coming your way in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team.